Although the Affordable Care Act now moves forward as legislated, Governor Deal says the state will continue to hold off on making some key decisions. One involves expanding Medicaid to include 620,000 additional Georgians. The Supreme Court ruling allows states to resist the federal government's call to increase the Medicaid rolls, but no increase means no new federal money.
The taxpayers of the state of Georgia will be paying as federal taxpayers to support the expansion of other states to include a greater portion of other states' population base. And if ours are excluded, that is certainly a question that we would have to ask if that is prudent. But it's still too early for me to make a judgment call on that.
Meanwhile, another key point of the Affordable Care Act involves so-called insurance exchanges. This is where individuals could go and shop for a policy. The federal government says states must decide by November 16th whether to create their own exchanges or to opt in to the federal program. Governor Deal did not indicate which Georgia would choose.
We will be looking at those questions and trying to determine the answers. And obviously, the elections in November will determine a lot of these decisions that will have to be made by the state at some point in time.
If the state waits until election day, that would leave officials just 10 days to come up with a program. From the state capitol, Jim Burris, WABE News.